That sounded pretty good, guys.
It sounded good.
It needs some work.
It needs some work. It needs some love. It needs a little fun. It needs a little coffee, maybe.
Burning for you while my guitar gently weeps.
I am burning for you while my guitar.
Get guitar.
Burning for coffee.
Or burning. I don't care. What do you want? What's better for the voice right now?
We're going to do both, so whichever order you guys want to do.
There's going to be a coffee break in between them.
There's going to be, you want to do coffee break now?
Or do you do want to do those two together?
Let's do a break now, because that'll help my voice rest a little bit, and then...
Yeah, great.
Put toilet paper in the bathroom this week.
This week? Okay, awesome. Sorry about that. That's okay. Are you on sewer or septic?
We're on septic.
You're on septic. Okay, I won't use wipes.
It's just when you're engaging.
It flushes out.
Okay,
just like
it's
no.
It's got active pass
through.
That's
why. So it's
paper towels and stuff. Yeah.
Panel or real towels.
Yeah.
Shirts or
rocks.
There's a
score. How you doing? Your company did well for the quarter.
The stock went boom. And then came up.
Well, that's because... Do it again, right?
I haven't done anything.
You're two quarters and they'll keep it
all
up there.
All I did was put it back
but
in
that's
the
nice. Nice to see. It breaks the pattern. It's all the high-priced talent like Joe that's gone that's helped him make profits now.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow.
I'm having a bit of a... So I had to change my password at the end of the month. So I changed it on Tuesday. By Thursday, it's completely locked out. I couldn't get into anything. And I'm working remotely.
I'm in the wrong side?
So...
Really?
I think so.
The solution was ship my PC to Colorado.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's out.
Right?
You had it right.
So, I went to the UPS store, dropped my thing off, still had all the original box and packaging and everything. $120 to overnight it to Colorado.
I had too much wine last night.
And you leave it there and you think, what could go wrong?
For that and I don't know how.
The shipment came, the truck, loaded everything on it.
Oh, he's fine.
Took off. 10:30 the next day, supposed to arrive in Colorado. My
dad is
supposed to be gone. King is around noon.
You bring it out.
Hey, how's it going? Get your simple fix. Yeah, I still have a receipt. It was still on the shelf
on the Oasis. That will be fun.
It never got picked up.
Is it the hotel right there or the hotel?
I've got a
campground, but they have a new like Oasis area. We're going to save half the money.
Give me the tracking number. We'll find out what happened. That means they didn't know that.
Oh, you already did over.
We usually
2 o'clock. I come back. Call back
Saturday night. We'll just
do it. But you know, after 2 years, you know
what's up. Nice. Oh, you know, we've been really busy. Leave us our number. I'll call you back.
The Riviera one would have been
fun. We're doing
this live. Yeah, right?
I said, I need to know where my PC is. It's not in the tracking system. Well, it's got to be. It's not a big deal. Let me call you back. No. You're going to go find it right now. You know, I'm your next customer. I'm not in the store, but I'm your next customer. And this is a problem. So he said, oh, my God, it's here. It never got picked up. He wanted to run and hide. He did not want to get back on the phone with me.
Wanted to go away?
Who was this? UPS store. I changed my password and it didn't sync because I'm part of a subsidiary. And so there's a whole protocol to sync your laptop password across all the different systems. And so something up.
Is that where you're at UPS?
No, UPS fucked up.
But
charge him $120 to overnight. He's passed his...
Laptop,
and then didn't put it on the truck.
It didn't get on the truck.
Still sitting on the shelf day
Friday
later.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still here in Woodinville. And I said, does this thing go out today? He said, well, I'm going to have to request a driver. I said, you're going to do that? And I'm going to refund you everything out. And I said, yeah. He said, do you need it Saturday or Monday? I said, I need it Monday at 10:30 in Colorado. And I want to know who's asking to chew if it doesn't show up there.
You're FedExing a laptop? Are you UPSing a laptop?
Yes, a laptop.
Are you going to? Or why does a laptop need to go?
because it can't. I can't log into the Windows workstation because they need to authenticate on the network.
So they need to take the laptop there to authenticate it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So complete disaster, and I'm in a workshop next week. So I'm doing.
You don't need no sneaky laptop. Use your phone.
Well, so that's what I ended up doing is I ended up finding all the ways to backdoor in to IBM. So now my boss is like, "Can you send that link to me?" Because I just need to know because I don't know this stuff.
I find.
But I'm having kind of a crisis with this company.
With IBM?
IBM.
They're really? Just,
it's very dysfunctional. On the consulting side, you know, or on the product side, when you're tied to different components of expertise to deliver a solution for the customer, it's just, no, we're done. We're not, you know, we delivered our, no, you didn't. You didn't, you know, the customer still, well, hey, you know, we provided documentation. We had a workshop. We're done. But, you know, they're still asking, you know, nope.
So are you in the sales side, or are you in the consulting, or like helping engagement?
I'm in the product side, helping a customer who's using our product work through all the tool delivery stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And so there's a lab services team that delivers the tools, which is, you know, kind of a data management
system. This is all Watson, right?
This is all Watson, yeah. It's actually in Truven, which is a subsidiary of Watson Health. And so they've been acquired, but nobody's good at their stuff yet. And so the Truven team is still trying to maintain their trajectory with the client as a Truven solution. But the IBM side is very contentious. So I actually went there was a job I was interviewing for in Arizona.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And so I went ahead and put my resume. They kind of upped it a level because they couldn't find anyone. They wanted me to come in. So they kind of upped it a level. So I went ahead and reapplied on Thursday.
Right. You never know. Yeah,
never know. I love working from home, though.
I'm getting used to it, but it's not. I think we are. We just got. So our CEO just did a presentation for a consortium company in Atlanta of a bunch of Fortune 500 companies, and got some commitments on that front. So
nice.
They're doing the roadshow for the A round on. So because of this, we have their commitment to invest. Means that they're going to commit to be customers. So we have customers now without a product, and so we got basically three people on the team. So
pressure's on.
The seed funding's all in, so we're being paid. That's not an issue, but it's the roadshow for A round to get funding so we can actually hire a team and build it is coming up in February, March. So hopefully A round comes in before June or something, and then that means office and all that.
Wow.
Be out of the house.
Where does he think, so you'll still have an office, because he's not here in Seattle, right?
No, so there'd be two teams.
Okay.
We just brought in David Nahumu from IBM Watson.
Okay,
CTO,
so that's
CTO
been announced?
He gave his notice.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know what's been announced or anything, but his start date's on the 1st.
Nice. So you can really start kind of loading him up with...
Touchy transition hiring the CTO of speech for into another AI team. So they've been with the lawyeries.
Yeah, that could be kind of.
So they've been about 2 months of just trying to figure out the lawyer side of things, how to make that transition work. But he's been there like 35 years, so he's. But him coming on is going to be having the whole executive team, and then. Starting to build a staff and then having customer references is kind of the first stepping stone for getting around available. So
you got the customer references plus you have his track record of just awesomeness.
Yeah, and the CTO of IBM.
The CTO of IBM validating.
So I'd
put my neck on the line for this.
Well, I'm hoping it's kind of weird that we can say we have customers and funding, but we don't have really a product or a team. So, John and I put a prototype. We got a prototype working, but it's probably nowhere near nothing. What it's basically just showing that we can orchestrate AI systems and stuff. It's whatever product we come up with is going to depend on what our customers ask for.
Right. Yeah. What data they're interested in.
Bringing in a product management, kind of marketing, kind of biz dev type person. So
it's great that everybody in that product space has had product names that suck.
Yeah.
Kubernetes.
Yeah. So it's kind of exciting, but it's like I'm feeling once this A comes in, it's just going to be
rocket ship acceleration, so we're going to have to figure out how to transition into that. But it's been fun so far.
That's neat.
Cool.
How exciting.
Yeah.
You've kind of been in a lull there at F5 for a while.
Yeah.
It's fun to feel like you got some momentum.
Yeah, I just got a call or text from Jason on Test Entrance, and I'm going, do you still have the tools to build the documentation and stuff? Because there's no Joprit and development anymore to do that. You know, I tried to transition. I tried to ask. Nobody wanted anything from me, and
it's all on my laptop, and I turned it in.
Yeah, you can look. I tried to check everything into Gitswarm, and have good luck, but I'm out.
That's
after 19 years. Nobody even said really a goodbye. So
you got it. Oh yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But that's what happens when you start swapping parts. You know, you start bringing in all these outside.
It's kind of obvious, or they're trying to turn the page a little bit too.
Yeah, and you got to.
It's like there's a backhand or the backside of that hand too. So
yeah, there's going to be no more vertical momentum in that company. Francois is going to bring his team in.
Yeah, the top is expanding quite a bit.
Oh yeah, I saw that announcement.
That's expensive.
It's like you're going to staff those people too. Okay.
Yeah, they're expensive. Otherwise, yeah, crazy cash. So they've got plenty of cash. So
for now, that doesn't last.
Yeah.
And GSSP is back to trying to convince our CEO that support is not a cost center. I'm sorry.
Keeps the customers calling, or keeps the customers, answering the phone when we say, do you want to buy?
It's like, we're up to 9.6 in customer sat, and that, frankly, I don't even believe that number. It's just ridiculous.
Well, what they're going to, what McKinsey's going to do is come in and say, well, the sweet spot is really 89%.
Mm-hmm. Or something.
And Francois's going to say, well, let's try for 88. Networking gear now, the hardware side.
So, brought in a good strategist guy that's taken over M&A, so that's basically all Schmidt's been doing in the CTO office, but seems like it took away half his job for that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. People are getting conflicting marching orders. It's like, and the corporate strategy was like 3 months withheld, and then it came out really ambiguous with no real direction to that, and we're still looking with McMillan in there now. We still don't know
McKenzie
McMillan,
the
to another order,
send you the
right?
Cash in the
and they sent me four.
What'd you get?
It's like, no, those little locks.
Those strap locks?
Yeah.
Oh, the rubber things?
Yeah.
Well, it's just that I've never had a problem. It just suddenly started.
They're Fender.
Yeah, I got a few of those for Christmas stocking.
I'll need to get real ones.
That's what you use on an old guitar where you don't want to be pulling out pegs and stuff. You want the original stuff.
Well, the thing is this is so high. It's unusual. I mean, normally it would be here.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's there.
And I got to have that rocking pose.
What's his name? Bass guitarist with the Stones.
That one guy.
I don't play anymore, but he used to have the guitar.
Not the drum track, but I've got the project.